Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And today we are joined by not one, but two very beautiful young ladies. And they just happen to be sisters. Kendra and Krista are with us. They are Tiger Lily. And I believe you guys are at home, if I'm not mistaken.
We are. Yes. We're at our home in East Nashville, Tennessee. So
Nashville, Tennessee, Music City. But you aren't originally from Nashville. I guess you come to Nashville by way of North Dakota.
Yes, North Dakota, baby. And not a lot of people have experienced North Dakota, but I would encourage everyone to get up there sometime. It's very beautiful, and we're very proud to come from that place. So, yeah.
We are broadcasting to an international audience who have very little idea of, you know, most of the movies and the magazines and things focus on LA and New York and Nashville, but people don't hear much about North Dakota. What is North Dakota famous for aside from Tiger Lily?
So you take Texas, if you know where Texas is, you basically just go straight up and then you hit Canada, the Canadian border, and that's where North Dakota is. So
right,
just FYI. Yeah. But North Dakota is known for its hunting, its fishing. It has the beautiful Badlands, which is a part of North Dakota that has like hills. It's not mountains technically, but very large hills.
If you're familiar with the song Wide Open Spaces,
that's
pretty much North Dakota. Yes. There's not a lot of trees, farmland. It has really, really cold winters, it's also known for, but not a lot of people, but everyone's super friendly, and it's a great place to grow up.
And is that a country music mecca? I mean, you know, I don't know a whole lot about North Dakota, but you guys, young millennials, and you come through the country music world. It's always been country music for you?
Yeah, I mean, we grew up listening to a lot of different kinds of music, a lot of Christian music, a lot of pop music, a lot of even R&B and things like that. But country was definitely the main genre of music that we grew up listening to, a lot of early 2000s country, because I was born in 96 and you were born in 98. So obviously that was kind of what we listened to most on the radio, like Rascal Flatts and Sugarland and, you know, Band Perry and stuff like that. We loved because of the harmonies, but North Dakota loves country music. Like, we just played the North Dakota State Fair, which happens every year. And it's so funny because I even saw Dan and Shay posted, like, we were just at the North Dakota State Fair and this might have been the best show we've ever played.
They are hyped for their country music.
They love country music. They love, you know, because North Dakota is smaller. So when like a big act comes to North Dakota, everyone is so appreciative of them coming all the way to North Dakota that they are just like the best fans ever. So yeah, they love their country music for sure.
And growing up, you said you were listening to Sugarland, and I know you're also big fans of the Chicks, the Dixie Chicks. So is it kind of, I mean, you got into the music business because of the music you enjoyed listening to? Was it something that you were destined to do or no? I mean,
It was definitely a combination.
Yeah.
So Kendra's two years older than I was, and she started singing in church and local events. And our grandma actually forced her to do this singing competition called the Colgate Country Showdown. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time she was on stage. She won the competition and she said, "Oh, I really like this. Like, I love being on stage. I love performing in front of people. This is what I love to do." And kind of at that same time, I picked up guitar and started writing songs at the age of 10. And then as years went on, we kind of like found our strengths. I started singing more harmony, accompanying Kendra when she would do singing shows. And we kind of just joined forces one day and said, "Hey, I like what we have going on here. And let's make this a thing." At 14 and 16, we came up with the name Tiger Lily. And we went from there. But I mean, yes, we were, back to your original question, we were influenced by other artists, but it was also something that kind of happened naturally because we did not grow up in a musical family.
Now, the name Tiger Lily, when I went to the web, immediately what comes up is an Australian DJ, followed by Natalie Merchant's album. So, you know, there's a lot of things that already exist with the name Tiger Lily. Of course, the flower we know, and there's several other sites. And eventually I got to Tiger Lily, the band, the country band. What made you decide the name Tiger Lily would be the perfect name for the you guys, his sisters? How did you settle on Tiger Lily?
Yeah, well, the flower essentially was the reason, because it was the first flower to grow in our parents' flower garden naturally in North Dakota. It just was sprouting on up, tiger lilies. And so we always just thought it was a beautiful flower, but then we changed the spelling of it specifically to Thai girl Illy, because through our music, and this has always been a super important part of who we are, we want to, you know, have some girl power in there. And then just kind of our personalities and personas, even on stage, I'm definitely more of like the Lily personality, so to say, where I'm definitely more girly and bubbly and things like that. And Krista's a little bit more of the tiger, like fierce, cool guitar girl on stage personality. So there's a lot of, if you know, if we ever have clothing lines or things like that someday, it'd be like the tiger side, the Lily side, you know, there's all these different things that could go along with it. But I mean, it definitely stemmed from that flower garden for sure in North Dakota.
And then the new EP is called Tiger Lily. It's named after your band. So I would like to ask you guys to do a song. You know, since you have the guitar, you're ready to go, ready to work. I'm going to put you to work in the kitchen. We're going to cook something up right now. What is the song you're going to do?
Do you want to do Dig Yourself?
Let's start with Dig. Yeah.
What's this song about? Tell me the inspiration.
Yes. So Dig Yourself was written with Shane McAnally, Josh Osborne, and Trevor Rosen of Old Dominion. And basically Shane and Josh had come, you know, and Trevor with this idea called Dig Yourself. And we were like, what? Dig Yourself. What does this mean? And he's like, think like Carly Simon, You're So Vain. Like, you know, a song, like maybe an anthem about like, if you really dig yourself so much, like go dig yourself a hole. So it's basically, it's kind of tongue in cheek, you know, and it's funny. And it's basically you're out of this relationship with someone at this point. And you're like, if you dig yourself, like, I'm fine without you. You go live your life, but I'm not going to put up with that, basically. So this is kind of like our sassy girl anthem on our new EP. It's called Dig Yourself. But yeah, here we go.
All right. Tiger Lily on the Voice of America.
You could get away with murder. You got eyes that blue. Nobody ever deserves you. That's what your mom told you. You think every girl can be is losing sleep about you later, and you look in the mirror like you're doing it a favor. I know you really dig yourself, think the world would end without you. Baby, don't you kid yourself, not everything's always about you. If you could, you probably kiss yourself. You're the star of your own show. I know you really dig yourself so much. You dig yourself a hole, you can go all the way to China. But I don't know if you'll ever find her, someone who loves you as much as you. Yeah, I thought I found a keeper in a tight t-shirt. But then I dug a little deeper, and all I found was dirt. Boy, I'm just so over how you overcompensate. You think that you're so far away. I know you really dig yourself. Think the world would end without you. Baby, don't you kid yourself. Not everything's always about you. If you could, you probably kiss yourself. You're the star of your own show. I know you really dig yourself so much. Why don't you dig yourself a hole? You can go all the way to China, but I don't know if you'll ever find you someone who loves you as much as you. You think every girl in me is losing sleep about you later, and you look in the mirror like you're doing it a favor. I know you really dig yourself, think the world would end without you. Baby, don't you kid yourself, not everything's always about you. If you could, you'd probably kiss yourself. You're the star of your own show. I know you really dig yourself so much. Why don't you dig yourself a hole? You can go all the way to China, but I don't know if you'll ever find you someone who loves you as much as you. You can go all the way to China, but I don't know if you'll ever find you someone who loves you as much as you.
Wow, beautiful. Sounding great. Tiger Lily. Yeah, they're cheering around the world for Tiger Lily, Kendra, and Krista, who are with us. How do you say your last name? Slaybaugh?
Slaybaugh. It's very
German. Slaybaugh. I was close. So what is the ethnic background of Slaybaugh? Where's that name from?
German, I believe, but we're also a little Norwegian, a little Irish, a little Danish. I think that covers it.
We're a whole lot of European.
A whole lot of European. Have you been to Europe to perform yet?
No. No, but you know, we've done some interviews with folks over there, and we would love to go over there and play shows. I know this last year, obviously, it's been really difficult to do that. But one day we will make it over there. You know, even Australia is another place that we have a lot of listeners from. And so it'd be fun to go to both those places and experience the world like that.
Yeah, that would be great. I know that country music is big outside of the U.S. People love country music. And because I've lived in Asia before, I've been to traveled a bunch of places, and country music's huge. People receive it. The lyrics are really important in country music. You know, it's a throwaway if you listen to some other types of music, but in country music, there's you know, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of broken hearts. But, you know, it seems like the lyrics are really, really important and resonate.
Yeah, we've heard that too. You know, we've had friends who have toured over there, and they said, especially like when you go, you know, over to Europe, and when you play the songs, they're just so into the lyrics and really listening to every word you say. And I think that's something really special that any artist can really appreciate. Obviously, if someone's listening to every lyric of your song, you are so grateful for that. So no, we would absolutely love to do that.
Maybe you can get on a USO tour. I know they go around the world, and that would be cool for Tiger Lily to have you perform around the world. I get, you know, email from people all around the world. They love all kinds of American music. So hopefully you'll get that chance. What's been the highlight for you so far?
Oh, wow. Well, this last year has just been absolutely crazy for us. But overall, we released a song called Somebody Does in early February, and the song, the first clip that we shared of it, we're like, oh, let's just tease it, see what people think of it. And it went completely viral, millions and millions of views on Instagram and TikTok. And it was the first time we felt like a song had connected and went way bigger than who we were as people. But it was cool to see, because Somebody Does, and we can play that in a bit, but it's all about telling people how much they matter, how much they're loved. And we wrote it on a day where we weren't really feeling our best either. So we just wanted to remind everyone that they do matter and that they are enough exactly how they are. And also, just this whole last year has been kind of a
hardier,
crappy year for everyone. Yep. Like, just, yep. Like, you
well
know,
put.
Yeah, I was like, I probably can't cuss on here, but crappy year for everyone, but. And we just wanted to remind people that, yeah, it's been a rough year, but we are all in this together and you matter so much. So that song, it went number one on iTunes. And it was our first number one song. And then a couple of weeks later, we signed our first record deal with Monument Records, which was something we had always dreamed about. We moved to Nashville just, you know, to in hopes of getting signed by our major label. And from there on, it's just been absolutely crazy, honestly.
For me, it's like the moment. So, cause we've played, when we moved to Nashville, we played so many shows in this town. We played the 4-hour Broadway shifts in downtown Nashville, and you know, many, many times. We still do, you know, when we're in town here. But seeing people like now singing Somebody Does back to us is probably for me, like the coolest part of this whole year is that, you know, our music is really reaching and resonating with people. And that's all you can kind of hope for as an artist, especially when you put a song out there. And so, yeah, that's been, that brings tears to my eyes. I think yours too. A lot of times if we see enough people singing that back to us, it's
pretty. Where were you when you heard yourselves on the radio for the very first time? Do you remember that moment? It's something that most artists never forget.
Yeah. I mean, we heard it. So we heard Nash here in Nashville played part of it. I remember that. And that was the week it came out, and that was really cool. And then recently we had no idea this was happening, but people started messaging us and telling us that Bobby Bones was going to play Somebody Does on his show. And so, you know, being in the car and hearing that on the Bobby Bones show is something you also dream about for a long time. And we actually posted a reaction video to it, and Krista, you know, gets really, really teary eyed in the video, but that is really cool because you're like, wait, is this real? Did that just happen? Is that me like on the radio? And so I don't know. It's just super rewarding because we've been doing music together for over 8 years now. And so, you know, to finally hit milestones and moments like that is, it's pretty cool.
Now, when you started as young, early teens doing this together as sisters, must have been a lot of challenges because sisters kind of are known, you know, I haven't seen a lot of brother-sister acts that end well. So there must have been a lot of challenges for you guys getting to this point because 8 years together is a long time.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you asked that because, yeah, I mean, obviously you hear about a lot of bands breaking up or siblings that don't get along. And for the most part, Kendra and I really do get along. We're best friends. And I think, I mean, by 8 years together, there's no way, like, if we didn't like each other, we could do this because we spend 24/7 together. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it really was helpful right away establishing what our roles were in Tiger Lily. Kendra's the lead singer. I am harmony and in guitar, and we write all of our songs together. So I think right there, like all those things, knowing what our roles are, really helps the dynamic. And also just, we love each other and we also, our personalities are different, but we mesh well. Kendra's definitely more of the older sibling mentality.
I mean, we definitely get on each other's nerves
every once in a while. That's so normal. It's like,
it's pretty normal, but we don't fight really.
No, and also, what we want for Tiger Lily, we're very aligned as like what songs are like, we usually like agree, which is weird because mm-hmm. we have different tastes in music, but songs for Tiger Lily, we're very consistent on what we like. For our group together, but we actually see way more positives than negatives working together. Yeah, we slightly get annoyed with each other here and there, but who doesn't if you're around someone 24/7? It's like kind of inevitable. Right. But we are just so thankful that we have each other to lean on throughout this journey. The highs are a little bit more fun to celebrate with mm-hmm. someone. The mm-hmm. lows, you kind of have someone who can bring you out of it. I think it would be really scary to be a solo artist. Honestly, we have a lot of friends who are like, I don't know how you do it. It must feel like you're really alone all the time, but we're thankful for each other. And I think
I was talking to Kendra yesterday. We were talking on the phone before the interview and I said, who gets the final word? And she said, she does. She said, you know, that's the way it works in this band. Krista just has the back seat. She said she gets the final word.
I always get the final word.
I like don't care enough to argue. So I'm just like, whatever.
It's funny because all of our, you know, friends and co-team members and everyone kind of knows it. It's like, if we want a, you know, final answer or a quick answer, go to Kendra.
And I was kidding, Krista. So don't get mad.
Yeah, I was like, that didn't actually happen, but that's very true.
There was no call.
Oh, well, that was a very accurate joke.
Yeah, well, I took a shot. But let me ask you this, you know, typically siblings, and especially females, are competitive, sharing boys, sharing clothes, things like that is usually a no-no. Has that been anything that's gone on in your guys' house?
We're really not competitive with each other.
No, we're not.
We're competitive in the fact that we want to be the best group ever to exist in country music, you know what I mean? But we're like, the better she is at singing, the better I'm at guitar, harmony, the better songs you write together. It just like helps everything. So we do want each other to be the best. Like I want Kendra to sing her butt off every time she gets on stage. She wants me to get in the writing room and just like spit off lyrics. Like it's,
we share shoes because we're the same shoe size.
We also have different style. Kendra's been married for like ever and with the same guy. So none of that really for us is an issue.
That would cause an issue though. If Krista and my husband, you know, somehow got together someday, that would cause issues
for most
people. A little bit of problem, right? Just a little problem. At Thanksgiving, it wouldn't go too well at the time.
Ah, great.
But so, I mean, you know, in terms of getting along, working together, that's great. What's the songwriting process between the two of you? Does one write the words or one writes the melody, or is it you take turns doing it, or how does it work?
It's all kind of together. I mean, since I do sing main, I try to take a lot of the melodic stuff on, but Krista's very good at melodies too. And Krista's really great at spitting off lyrics in the room and she's very witty.
But it's definitely a team effort. It's definitely, both
you know, because some days maybe I'm a little bit more on, some days Krista's more on. But it's always a very collaborative effort overall. And we never leave a room feeling like, you know, each of us didn't have at least a part in what went on in that song. So,
And touring wise, you have a show tonight. I was looking at your website. You got something today. Is that the first day of the tour or is this
just no? Actually, sadly, the show tonight got postponed. Yeah, sadly, but we actually are on the road this weekend again. We're heading back to North Dakota to play some shows, which is super fun. And we've been, I think, in an airplane about every single week in the last month or two, which has been, we love to travel and we, you know, love to see the world. And so that's really exciting for us, but we don't have like a, I guess our tour is just a lot of random dates everywhere. We're not on a specific tour with an artist right now. Obviously that would be amazing to do that eventually here, but we have a lot of just one-off shows. But yeah, our website, tigerlily.com, is a great place to look to see where we're playing.
And you did perform in Dierks Bentley's bar, but have you done any touring with Dierks Bentley himself?
No, the closest we've got to that is Dierks actually came in, it was probably a few months ago while we were playing, and he took a video of us and posted it all over his Instagram and Facebook, which is super cool. And then like we waved at him, but we've never actually had a full on conversation, but I think it would be a great fit because we've played at his bar for so many years and so many hours spent there that, you know, maybe someday it would be a great story.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you do another song and we're going to continue chatting with the girls in Tiger Lily. The EP is called Tiger Lily. And so it's Krista and Kendra, or Kendra and Krista. The senior member first, but what's the next song you're gonna do?
I feel like we should do Somebody Does because we talked about it so much.
Why not?
Yeah,
let's add a few more million to the viewership here.
Let's do it.
Maybe you're the odd one out in your hometown, or you feel like your luck with love has run out, can't hold them down. When swinging for the fences, but you struck out. Or the ones who know you best are miles away now. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you should know you're somebody's reason for getting out of bed in the morning. And you're just what somebody's needed. Even if you don't see it, you better believe that somebody's more than. Wish you could change yourself like you change clothes. Never made first place, and all you're ever told is you're so close. If only you could see yourself through their eyes. Oh, you know without a doubt you're due and just fine. You better believe you're somebody's more than enough. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I know somebody does. Yeah, I know somebody does. Your somebody's can't live without you, even if you don't feel it now. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you should know you're somebody's reason for getting out of bed in the morning. And you're just what somebody's needing. Even if you don't see it, you better believe you're somebody's more than enough. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I know somebody does.
Tiger Lily and the number one song called Somebody Does. Woo! And that is on the new EP as well.
Yes.
All right, how many songs on the new EP?
5. So Somebody Does, Dig Yourself, we'll probably play Everybody's on Something, which is also on the EP, and then Known You Forever, and then My Thing.
And so how about an album? What's the plan for the album?
You know, we're just kind of taking it one step at a time. Hopefully, I mean, we would love to do an album. We don't have any dates set or things like that. We've already written so many songs for, you know, whether it's an EP or album or whatever comes next. Obviously, we'd love to have an album out there someday. We've still never done like a full blown album, but we're just glad to be releasing music, no matter, you know, if it's a single, EP, album, whatever it is. We're very, very thankful because sometimes that can take a long time to release music. So we're very, very happy that we have a project already out in the world. And these songs kind of are just like a very good showcase and representation to kind of who Tiger Lily is, mm-hmm. and what our sound is about and who we are as people and sisters and where we come from.
It's a great introduction. And also we chose the five songs carefully to cover kind of a different mood vibe for all different five songs. Yeah. So there's hopefully something for everyone on this EP. Mm-hmm.
And Shane McAnally kind of, he produced one of the songs I read, but he also discovered you guys and signed you to his label.
Yeah, yeah. Which is crazy because we've been fans of his forever, but Katie McCartney, who, you know, runs Monument Records, which is the label we're with. We had met with her 2 years ago, basically kind of right when we moved to town. And she then introduced us to Shane, and Shane really just enjoyed what we were doing and came on as producer, which so cool. You know, we thought hopefully we get to write with Shane one day. So for him to come in as producer and then sign us to his label is just way cooler than we could have ever even imagined. But working with someone like him, who's had so many number ones and so much experience, has been just such a blessing and such a cool thing for us to be able to do. And
he actually great. Produced this whole EP too. Mm-hmm.
Well. Oh, the whole EP. Oh, great.
Yeah, with Louis Newman. Mm-hmm. It was co-produced. Yeah. So okay, it was super. So fun to work with him. He's so talented and really brings out the best in what we do.
Yep.
Which is why he's great with working with all these, you know, Casey Musgraves, Old Dominion, Midland, Carly Pierce. Mm-hmm. Like, he just really does a great job of emphasizing what an artist already does really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a wish list for you on someone to collaborate with?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with harmonies, like Dan and Shay would be a great collab. You know, we'd love to collaborate with Miranda Lambert. Like, we love her. Honestly, we're not picky. Like, we are fans of so many people in this industry that, it could be, you know, we even pop music, like we would, you know, Justin Bieber or something like that, you know, eventually that would be, you know, a great thing. But Shawn Mendes, who else? Camila Cabello, Ed Sheeran,
even Harry Styles.
And Harry Styles. Cool. Like, yeah.
We'd
even love on. To do some pop crossover, Post Malone. I'm thinking out loud here.
No, that's so cool because, you know, Kane Brown came out with a hip hop mix tape, you know, when he released with Sway Lee, and he did something different. So, and country music, Lil Nas and Billy Ray Cyrus and all that stuff. There seems to be a lot of crossbreeding, cross-pollination going on these days.
Yeah, I feel like LA artists are now coming a lot to Nashville, and it's just very intertwined. And Nashville's not even just country music anymore. I mean, we do country music, but we love so many other kinds of music as well. And it's really cool just to kind of see the pop in the country world and kind of collide. And a lot of people are writing together now too and collaborating that way. So we'll see what the future brings.
Post Malone would be a no-brainer because he has said openly he wants to do some country music. And right. He's a big Shania Twain fan, but he said he wants to do some country music.
Post Malone right. And Tiger Lily collab.
If you're out there.
There it is. It's a dream come true for him and for you. That would be great. Tiger Lily is our guest here on Border Crossings. You mentioned you girls share shoes, and I know you did a big shoe campaign with Keds. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that was so, so fun. We actually did the campaign in 2020?
Yeah, last year.
2020, yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I'm like, when was this? When did this happen? But so basically, the head of marketing at Keds at the time found us through playing at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row in downtown Nashville. She just came to a show, you know, discovered who we were and said, hey, like, I'd love to talk to you girls. After she came to our show twice that weekend and, you know, said, I'd love to talk to you after your show tomorrow. And she said she worked for Keds and they were, you know, doing this campaign and would love for us to be a part of it. And of course we were like, yes. So Keds was our first global campaign, which was really, really cool. And my husband got to take all the photos for the campaign because he's a photographer. And we, you know, we kept the crew small because of the world we were, you know, we're living in right now. But it was just a great experience. And the campaign was all about progress and basically whatever that means to you. So we got to talk about our journey as Tiger Lily and what progress really means to us. And yeah, it was super fun.
Now, you had mentioned earlier something that I'm going to kind of go back to. You talked about if we should ever have a line of clothing. And I happen to notice you girls are very, very fashionable in all of the videos, all of the photos. You guys are really, you know, you're not wearing jeans and cowboy boots. You are really dressed very, very elegantly, very nice, you know, upper class, upper market. So do you have any designs to create your own fashion line? Is that something that's part of the mix?
You know, I would say they're more aspirations as of right now. We don't have like something in the works currently, but that's always been a goal because we envision, yes, Tiger Lily is country music and we love doing that, but it's so much bigger too. We're thinking like clothing lines and brands, and Kendra's always been Kendra loves doing like hair and makeup. So even like a makeup collab or we're just never like limiting what Tiger Lily can be.
But I think like you can express yourself so much through what you wear. And, you know, for us, we dress totally different because it fits our personalities more and what you like. So we like to like have fun with what we wear. And, you know, we try to kind of match, you know, esque, so we don't look totally off together. But yeah, we have fun with it. It's, you know, my husband is like, do you have to go shopping again? Obviously, but
you guys can create perfume. You know, Tiger Lily is a famous flower, so perfume line. Rihanna just became a billionaire. You know, makeup and clothing didn't hurt her any.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's just there's so many. You're kind of always thinking about all those different things, and timing is everything too. You know, right now probably isn't, you know, who knows, maybe it is or isn't the right time to do something like that, but it's always in the back of your mind, like all these like fun ideas you have for your future. So
how did you guys survive the last 15, 16 months or so stuck at home with coronavirus? You know, how did you make it together?
It was hard
by the way, because our main source of income is live performing, which obviously we weren't able to do. So before the pandemic, we were playing 3 to 4 times downtown Nashville when we were in town, and that's how we made our money. So we took a couple months to kind of, you know, like, what are we doing? Figure it out. But we joined this app called TikTok, actually, and we had not really been on it. I had to convince Kendra. I was like, come on. Like, I just see people like posting like music on there, you know, like,
I'm too old for this.
We don't have to do like all the trends and stuff. Just like, let's just share music on there and see what happens. And within a couple months, we had hundreds of thousands of followers. We just hit 500,000 a couple months ago, but
wow, awesome.
It was just crazy. So it gave us motivation. We ended up getting some like Music Cares grants too, that helped us financially. Mm-hmm. And we did a lot of live streams. Because if you're not familiar with Nashville, downtown Nashville, it's like, it's customary to like tip the band. So that's like a lot of our income was through tips. Yeah, it's a very Nashville thing. It's very weird for other people, but
right.
On that street in Nashville, it's like customary to maybe tip the band because there's no cover chargers anywhere. Mm-hmm. So we did like these Facebook lives and we would have like virtual tip buckets. So we just got really creative, multiple revenue streams, but we knew we had to stay creative.
Yep.
And through all that, we wrote Somebody Does during that time. And that was kind of our saving grace. It was like, we have all this new music and then we put it out into the world and it blew up. And from there, we've been really fortunate that we've been taken care of, but it was scary for a while, but definitely I think social media was how we survived basically. Mm.
And your first time back out on stage after having been in quarantine for so long, it's gotta be like, ooh, like riding a bike, but you know, this is a little different. I'm not used to this. And here we are again out in front of people.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like, once you get going, it is like riding a bike and you're like, okay, yes, I remember. But for us, it's like when you're singing that much and then you go to like not singing that much at all, your voice can't handle singing for that long. And, you know, you just forget the little quirks and things that you've worked out, you know, when you go back to performing. So, I mean, now we're back to it again, but yeah, the first show back, you're like, Wait, what's this? Is so this is so weird.
little different. The timing is a little different, but all right, we've got Tiger Lily, and we're going to ask you to do another song before we run out of time and Zoom cuts us off. So
awesome.
Awesome.
What are you going to do next?
This one's called Everybody's on Something. And we wrote this one with a talented artist called Walker Hayes. And he has a huge song out right now called Fancy Like. Check it out. It has a dance to it and everything. This is a little bit more on the serious side, I would say. This is probably my favorite off of the EP, just songwriter wise, the way we crafted it together. So yeah, it's called Everybody's on Something.
Dad's on another jet plane, same business, different city. Mom's on another diet, and whatever she's got in that Yeti. Big bro's on a trip, I ain't talking about class one. Little sis on the gram, fishing for some affirmation. Everybody's on something, everybody's on a pill. No, we might not come in a prescription bottle, but still, everybody's medicating, trying to get high above the truth. Everybody's on something. Ooh, I just wish my something was in you. Was in you. But here I am, a liar. 2 o'clock in the morning, could've just said I'm tired. Turning right on your street, even though it's the wrong play. I know I need to move on, but I'm always on my way. Everybody's on something, everybody's on a pill. No, we might not come in a prescription bottle, but still, everybody's medicating, trying to get high above the truth. Everybody's on something. I just wish my something was in you. Everybody's on something, everybody's on a pill. No, we might not call it a prescription bottle, but still, everybody's medicating, trying to get high above the truth. Everybody's on something.
All right, Tiger Lily sounding great. The ladies look lovely. They are very, very talented songwriters and performers. And also, I read, very smart honor students in college. So, you know, you got the whole package going on, and it's a great time to be a fan of Tiger Lily. They have the new EP that's out, and they're just starting a tour again. If people want to find out more about you or want to keep up on the tour schedule, where do they go?
Yes, well, tigerlily.com is a great place for tour dates and merch and all that fun stuff. Tiger Lily is spelled T-I-G-I-R-L-I-L-Y, Tiger Lily. But everything else is at Tiger Lily. So Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I've missed, but every basically social media, YouTube, all under Tiger Lily.
And it's exciting. You've got the new EP out, and hopefully a new album coming out in the near future, and the big tour and Hopefully it'll include some international dates as well. I know our international audience would love to have you come and perform in their part of the world. So thank you, girls, for joining us. Krista and Kendra, I appreciate you being on Border Crossings.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Anything you want to say to the troops who might be tuned in right now?
Oh, thank you guys for your service. So much for your service. We can't even begin to say how thankful we are, mm-hmm. you know, for you and for what you do for us every single day. So thank you.
Thank you, Tiger Lily. Tiger Lily, our guests, and you have been watching Border Crossings here on The Voice of America.